yeah, maybe someone out there has a car that you want, or maybe they have the body you want, or maybe they have the home you want. But I guarantee you, you have something they don't.
You're leaving so much on the table if you don't get out of your comfort zone. You're leaving so much on the table if you don't do the things that scare you, because you'll never actually get the things that you want. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up in your life, your love, your health, and your wealth.
No matter where you are now or where you've been, there is a next level. We bring you 5 episodes a week, 4 of which are solo episodes with Kevin and I, and 1 world-class guest to help you get there.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by our friend and mentor, David Meltzer of the Playbook Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up your life, your love, your health, and your wealth. Alan and I are giggling because we are in a hotel room in Colorado right now. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this, just watch it on YouTube because you'll see what we're doing. But this is episode number 676. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode, Is Being an Entrepreneur for Everybody? It was a Q&A from our last live podcast episode. Today, we're going to talk about our experience at this event, the importance of events, and what an event actually does for you besides just knowledge.
Right.
So I'm often going through identity crises. It's kind of like a running theme for us that something's always happening. So yesterday after the event, I called Taryn. You and I had like a really good conversation.
Yeah.
And then I called Taryn. It's so weird seeing you hold the microphone.
I know.
Then I called Taryn and I was basically crying. And she's like, is this like a good cry or a bad cry? No, it's good. I was like, it's good. Everything's good. It's interesting. I'm trying to figure out who I am. And she said something very interesting. She said, Kev, you have to understand that when you go to an event, it's not always knowledge you're going to learn about other things. Sometimes it's knowledge you're going to learn about yourself. And I was like, Jesus, okay. And that honestly is what it's been for me. We've learned a lot about marketing and branding, but I think a lot of what I've learned is who I am and trying to figure out where I fit. And I think there's two types of people. You go to an event like this. It's so weird seeing you hold the mic like that. There's two types of people. You go to an event like this and you get more inspired. Because you're like, you know, I'm further along than I thought.
Right.
Or you go to an event like this and say like, oh shit, I am way behind where I thought I was. And I know you and I have had both experiences on both ends.
I think that what's important to understand here is, so Kevin and I used to do more events consistently. Not only did we host them and co-host them, but we also went to them consistently. And then COVID happened. And Kevin and I were on the bus headed to Logan Airport. And we were like, we haven't traveled in like a year and a half. And it's almost like, oh yeah, that's right. Like I hadn't been on a plane in a year and a half. I hadn't traveled out of state really in like a year and a half, other than, you know, driving with Emilia to New Hampshire or Maine or whatever, or Western Mass. But I think what happens when you go to an event is you get outside of your environment, way outside of it. You check all the way out of your echo chamber, all the way out of your bubble. And then you check into this new environment with new people. And it's almost like now you can kind of figure out where you fit from a grander perspective.
What I will say is this is one of the things that even at this event, which is a higher ticket event.
Yeah.
Like Brendan Burchard is like $97. This is a few thousand dollars. But even some people in the room said, like, the people in my life don't understand me. My friends didn't understand why I was coming here. I think I forget that because I said, like, I'm very blessed because Alan, I spend my time with Alan, Taryn, clients, the team, Matt. Other than that, I don't really spend time with anybody who doesn't understand why I do what I do.
Right.
So this is a great opportunity, whatever this event is for you, to get into a room where people value what you value. The core beliefs are similar. The core values are similar. They're not the same. Core aspirations are more likely similar than a regular average room. And when I say average, I don't mean negative. I mean like just taking a bunch of people and putting them in a room.
Well, the name of this event is The Power of Influence.
Yeah.
And that means that inherently everyone who went way out of their way to come to this event, I mean, people flew around the country from all over the country to come here. And I think that that's a common denominator that you automatically share, is that everyone wants to learn how to have a bigger impact. And so, yeah, it's easier. It's everything that you talk about in this room with all of these people has to do with getting better, has to do with learning, has to do with growth. And it's interesting to coexist with people from all over the country who all want to get to the next level of their business. And you realize, and I guess what I want to ask Kevin here is, like, what have you learned about yourself? Because you opened this up with, like, Taryn's quote of, like, events aren't always going to be what you learn at the event. Like you said, we've learned branding and some identity and different things, but it's also what you're going to learn about yourself. And I think that's what I've had more takeaways on too. But, like, so what have you learned about yourself?
I think I've learned that I am further along than I thought. I think that I know way more than I ever give myself credit for, because I'm comparing what I know to what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, understandably now, I think you know way more than I ever thought you knew. It's this interesting thing of, like, we did some exercises yesterday where, like, you and I knew the answers to every question that was asked because it was about us. And, like, what do you want? What's the dream?
Yeah.
How, what is the design to get? I won't go through the entire framework because I don't want to give it away, but basically that. I'm learning that clarity is a superpower, honestly.
For sure.
And I'm, whether it was the Brendan events or this, it's like, I know there's a lot of people out there who would really benefit from a little bit more clarity. Just a little bit. Because for us, it started with a little bit. And then it got a little bit more and a little bit more. So I'm learning that you and I are on the right path, predominantly because you knew what the path was, which I'm grateful for. Mm. That no matter what externally changes, if you don't change what's inside, you'll always feel the same. Like I told you, I'm waiting for that moment or that speech or that event or that client to happen where I'm like, oh, now I'm good. Like now I'm valuable enough or whatever it is. And now I'm realizing like it never will happen until I believe I'm valuable enough. And I had a really interesting talk with somebody at the event. She was struggling because she didn't feel like she belonged, and we're talking about high ticket clients and she was struggling with that. And I talked to her and said, look, you have to understand, you could go get 10 clients at $5,000 a month. Like that wouldn't fix the way you feel. And that was a mirror for me of like, you have to fix that first and then you'll actually be able to attract that in.
When you say fix the way you feel, what are you referring to?
Not enoughness, lack of enoughness, lack of belief, questioning yourself, that.
I think what's interesting about this, and I want to make sure we bring this to the listeners, is that Kevin admitted in previous podcast episodes, we've been talking about this Colorado event for a while, I think that Kevin presupposed that this would be an intimidating room that you were going to maybe be a little insecure about because you wouldn't be maybe the smartest in the room or blah, 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 or maybe you wouldn't be able to fit in at this level. And I think what you've realized is that you not only fit in at this level, you might actually be beyond it in many ways.
I think podcasting, I think you and I, we're the podcast guys in the room, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But if you're like me out there and you're listening, you see people's results and guess what they know. And that is not a dangerous way to live, but you're always going to think people with more results know more than you.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah, same.
I don't
same.
Do that.
I know.
Because I think maybe I've been burned enough by that. Because remember, if you're out there listening, okay, what have I learned at this event?
Hello, everyone. My name is Amy Lennius, and I am co-host of the Evolution of Mom podcast. I can't say enough about Kevin, Alan, and their entire team over at Next Level University. When Charisse and I decided to expand our influence to empower and help as many women as possible, we knew that these were the guys to call to make that dream a reality. Not only did they help us with every aspect of our podcast, they have both become mentors in every aspect of my life. If you are looking to level up your life in any way, shape, or form, you are absolutely in the right space. I look forward to seeing this beautiful community of growth-minded people that you guys have created expand, and I can't wait to see all the incredible value I know you're going to bring us in the future. Thank you guys so much.
Things are never what they seem on the surface. You have to dig to the to the core of who someone is. And the more you get to know someone, the more you start to realize that everyone has inherent strengths and weaknesses, and their success is most likely predicated on many what we refer to as unconscious competencies, which is like, okay, there's one person in the room who's really, really good at sales, unbelievably good at sales, and so good, in fact, you wouldn't even know he was selling. Mm-hmm. And he's super successful, like a multimillionaire. And just for perspective, for those of you who haven't seen any of our social media or any of that, Kevin and I grew up in very, very, very humble beginnings, and we're in a complex of, there's not a house in this complex that's not well over $1 million. And it's overlooking the mountains. I mean, this is like a very, very high end place.
There are houses in this complex that you would see on like a YouTube channel of mansion tours, which blows my mind.
Right. But and we're in this complex and we're with these people. And I think Kevin might have, and this is something we've all been guilty of, is like might have assumed that everyone who owns these homes know more than you about business, or know more than you about finance, or are better than you at certain things, or maybe are smarter than you or whatever. Not necessarily. And I think it's important to understand that some people really do ride their unconscious competency towards success, and they don't necessarily have the well-roundedness to be next level in every area. And we got to go soon, but one thing I wanted to make sure I mentioned on this episode is this. I don't know a single person who's next level in every area. Mm. And the closest, I think, would be Emilia or you. But I think that's because you two are both proactively trying to be.
Yeah.
I mean, health, wealth. When people asked us what our podcast was about in this room, it was such a trip because it's like life, love, health, and wealth. There are people in this room, and I'm not judging anyone, but like that are super next level in their area. But very few people, to be completely honest, I'm just going to be more honest these days, are next level in multiple areas, health, wealth, and love. And that's the biggest takeaway for me, is that I think that we have something special and something unique because we don't just want to be good in one area. Yeah. We want to be next level in life, love, health, and wealth. And if you're out there listening, I think that's what makes this community special, is that we're not just trying to be successful business people. We're not just trying to have a great relationship. We're not just trying to be in shape. We're not just trying to succeed and be fulfilled in one area. We want all of those things.
Yeah.
And we work on all of those things proactively, consistently, sustainably. And that's not common. And so, yeah, maybe someone out there has a car that you want, or maybe they have the body you want, or maybe they have the home you want. But I guarantee you, you have something they don't. And I think if you start from that place of look at what I've accomplished and look at who I am and what are my strengths, and I think if you double down on your strengths, you can have those things too. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people you can learn from, but the main thing I've learned is like I have to trust myself more than anyone else, genuinely.
Yeah. And I don't know that that is true for everybody, because I think your level of awareness is far higher than most people, including myself, most people. And I'm not judging anybody for that. I think you're just very aware.
Appreciate that.
Of course. And it's interesting, too. I second what Alan said. Everybody in the room is amazing.
Right.
Right? And this is an interesting, important distinction. There are certain things you can learn from certain people about certain things.
Right.
But it's not necessarily that you're going to learn everything about everything or everything about anything from one person.
Exactly. And say that one more time.
I don't know that I can.
You're not going to learn everything
About anything.
From one person.
Most likely.
Right.
Most likely.
Right.
And last thing, before we get going here, this is a very masculine thing, but I was talking to somebody yesterday, shout out to Jonathan. I was terrified of getting on the plane because it's been a long time since I've taken a plane, and the exposure therapy that I did has kind of gone away.
Right.
And I literally told Alan, like, I was terrified, as terrified as I've ever been, probably. And it was literally this. So think of this. If you're afraid to do events or whatever it is, if you're afraid to make that call, whatever it is, either I do this or I don't get what I want. I know that's a very masculine, a very like push thing, but like
it's the truth.
It is that. If I didn't get on the plane,
yeah,
I wouldn't be doing this episode. I wouldn't have met the people. I wouldn't have the opportunity to serve at a higher, like, understand that. I know it's difficult. I know it's scary, whatever it is. It will get less scary. Like, I'm not afraid to take the plane tonight, genuinely.
Really?
There's very little fear in me.
Nice.
Luckily, that came back, right? The exposure therapy.
Yeah. It's like riding a bike.
It's like riding a bike. But you're leaving so much on the table if you don't get out of your comfort zone. You're leaving so much on the table if you don't do the things that scare you, because you'll never actually get the things that you want. You'll only get what you're getting now, plus maybe a little bit more, a smaller percentage. So I just wanted to add that.
One little golden nugget before we go is this too. We are in a room where these are multimillionaire business owners. Most people are extremely, extremely successful in this room based on a statistical norm. But the truth of the matter is, and this is what I've found too, and I want everyone out there listening to know this, every single person is still somewhat insecure when they get called on. Every single person I can still sense is uncomfortable.
I was.
Speaking. Yeah.
Even
and,
me.
And I was too when I was first called on. I was the very first one to say, who are you? What do you do? Why are you here? What, you know? And I was nervous too. And so just understand that the fear and the insecurity that you have about speaking in public or about going to events or about meeting people, there's no one who isn't also insecure on some level. And I went and, you know, shook hands with Mike Kim after his speech and you know, we're going to interview him later. And like, there's still that tiny part of me that is scared, but it's very small. That's all. It's just a very small part of me. So if you're out there, you can make that fear smaller and smaller and smaller. No, it's not going to go away. And I think it will empower everyone to know that these multimillionaires, super successful, travel all over the world, $25,000 coaches, like, they still are afraid, and I can sense it and I can see it in a new environment with new people. And I think that's just huge, because it's empowering to realize that no one is not scared, at least to some extent. Some people just overcome that and they do it anyway. Other people don't.
It's human. It's human to be afraid of new things.
Yep.
It's human. It's just how much do you want to do, and, right, and where do you want to go? What next level do you want to get to? You dig it?
I dig it.
Ladies and gentlemen, so two things. Number one, February
12th.
12th.
Saturday.
2022, Alan and I will be hosting the first Next Level Live. It's going to be in Worcester, Mass. We don't know the exact, all of the details yet, but that is our plan right now. We want to bring you an event like this where you can really fit in, you can belong, and you can find your people. Where you can like actually talk about what you want. Like, what do you dream of? What would you really want your life to look like? That kind of stuff. So we don't know who's speaking yet. We're going to figure all that out. Alan and I will definitely be speaking, obviously, since it's our event. And we will continue to release details as they come. Also, Alan and I both have spots available. I think Alan had, what, two or three clients onboarded last week.
Yeah.
I had two, I think. So things are really picking up.
But we're leaning into coaching.
We are. Yeah. But we're very grateful. And I am doing Peak Performance / podcast, either one. I have clients in both. I know Alan is doing Peak Performance and business as well.
Yep.
So reach out to us.
Last thing I want to say is that the event, just some logistics. So we're going to have six speakers. We're going to do a full day, full immersion event. It's a Saturday. It's from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to have three morning speakers. We're going to have a breakout session in the middle where you know, connect with your colleagues about what's being talked about. We're going to have a Q&A panel as well with all of the morning speakers. Then we're going to have three speakers in the afternoon and the same format throughout. And so again, it's a full day, full immersion event. The goal with that event is when you leave, you will be playing at a new level. You go in at one level and you come out at a different level. And that's the main focus. And we're going to do one every quarter for all of 2022. And it's super exciting.
Boom. Ladies and gentlemen, live from the road. It's been a minute since we have done these. We love you. We appreciate you. We will talk to you tomorrow, since we're doing seven a week now, which I'm grateful for. As always, we do not have fans. We have family. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you as always for joining us for another episode of Next Level University.
One podcast episode can change your life forever. If you got value from this episode, please share it with someone you care about deeply.
And we will talk to you on the next one.